News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Leaving Cert students sitting the English exam could soon face oral tests at the end of fifth year, where they will be quizzed on plays or books that they've studied. Carl O'Brien has the story in the Irish Times today. The plans have been set out in a document produced by the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment. Conor Murphy, English teacher in Skibbereen Community School. Good idea or bad idea?
I think this is a great idea and a great addition. And a lot of English teachers have called for this for quite some time.
Tell us why you think it's such a good idea.
Well, English is more about, everybody always thinks English is just about writing. It's not. It's all about critical thinking and be able to articulate your thoughts on critical thinking. And this is a much more inclusive way of doing that. If you think about students who kind of struggle to read and write because students with dyslexia, for instance, have always struggled. And if you give them a writing task or a reading task, no matter how clever and intelligent they are, they're going to form a little bit of stress about how well they're going to do because of the letters swimming across the page. But now they can sit down and articulate much better than I'm doing right now to somebody else and talk about these plays and films that they will enjoy and critically analyze them in depth with another person. And it takes away that stress and it levels the playing field for everybody.
Yeah, interesting. Because it's funny, I'm just thinking about the oral Irish exam. Now, look, probably totally different. Maybe the oral Irish exam is more a test of your fluency. But I have heard complaints about both the Irish and the French that basically certain schools just give you a whole series of, they know maybe there's going to be 10 things coming up and they give you just a whole load of things to learn off by heart, and it's kind of churned out by rote almost. Is there a danger that could happen with the English oral exam?
This is very much down to how it's designed by the SEC. So the idea is great. I love the idea, but you're absolutely correct. It very much depends on how this is designed and making sure that it's a discussion and not a question and answer. A question and answer will be a disaster for this, and it will completely undermine. And it'll exactly what you say will happen. You'll go in with prepared answers, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you have to have some kind of guidelines. You have to know where it's going to go in some kind of sense. But it should become a discussion between two people, kind of like we're having a discussion now about the very idea of the oral. So I don't know exactly what you're going to ask me next, but I have information and thoughts and I've pretty analysed this. So now we can have a discussion.
I'm not sure either, Connor, actually. That's the worst of it. But go on. Sorry.
Well, the flip side of that is that if you think about the consequences of that, is that they'll be able to spot after going through the process the bluffers that do appear on talk radio.
Or the bluffers who interview on talk radio. Yeah. What about, just lastly on this, I'm just thinking some kids, particularly at that age, you know, will be quite self-conscious, will be quite shy. Is this going to be a nightmare for those kids, the idea of having to chat to an adult and kind of chew the fat and shoot the breeze with an adult? Is that going to be tough on some kids?
Well, there's a number of aspects of that. I mean, I think it should be moved out of fifth year personally, because I think they'd be better in sixth year. They're more mature. So it should go into sixth year rather than in fifth year. And it'll get rid of that CEO stress in fifth year too. But you're right, it won't. Some students will find this difficult, just like some students find writing difficult. But that's why they're in school. And that's why I'm here as their teacher, to try and help them work their way through that. And if they know that that's the end point in sixth year, where it can build on that from first year all the way up. So it won't be all of a sudden they have to talk to somebody. It'll be built up over time and over the years. And that's part of school and that's part of education.
Okay. So not a dumbing down as far as you're concerned of the Leaving Cert English, you think a good idea?
The absolute opposite. It's an opening it up and it's much more inclusive. Okay. And now everybody gets to express their thoughts.
Okay. The new syllabus expected to roll out for students starting fifth year in 2027. Conor Murphy, English teacher in Skibbereen Community School. Thanks as always for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.